This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. When Columbus made Amazon's list of finalists for the tech giant's second headquarters, critics had one major concern: the city's transportation system. With talk of a Hyperloop once again in the air and a smart city grant looming, how citizens get around Columbus is an important question to consider. Tom Sanchez is a professor in the College of Architecture and Urban Studies at Virginia Tech. He presented a lecture on Ohio State's campus, Transport in Smart Cities, The Route to Equity, and he joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Claire.
Give me a short summary of what you plan to talk about tonight.
I'll be talking about my interest in smart cities, their connection to transportation, and also social equity. And I think these intersect in interesting ways because we're talking about cities or urban landscapes and how we can make them more responsive. And the transportation part of it is, you know, is one of those elements of that system, a very important element, obviously. And then the social equity part of it is the layer, kind of the social infrastructure that in a lot of cases is ignored.
Social equity has been tied to transportation since the days of Rosa Parks, and I'm sure before that as well. How does smart cities change that equation?
We don't know yet. I think that that's one of the reasons why I'm interested in it is, you know, do we potentially have some new means or techniques to try to make our urban systems more fair? So is it a case that gathering more and better information is going to help us in that decision making or in that planning process? Are we going to be able to detect some of these inequities or barriers that we've placed before certain socioeconomic groups? Are we going to be able to gather that information and respond to it more quickly and effectively?
You talk about socioeconomic groups, but in your book, you also talk about how this discrimination lies along other lines, like age and disability. Help us understand the definition of discrimination when it comes to transportation equity.
Yeah, and it's across not only who can afford different transportation modes, but even in cases who can physically access them. So we've probably all seen cases where transit stops have no curb cuts available or no easy access to get onto the bus, or might even be the complete lack of a stop or a sidewalk.
As Columbus faces a myriad of challenges when it comes to its transportation, not only where bus lines go, but if we'll get a Hyperloop or a light rail, what's the one piece of advice you would give city leaders?
To engage the community. And that's a challenge to do because there will be lots of opinions and there will be lots of, you know, a range of preferences that are expressed. And there's not going to be kind of one single kind of voice that's speaking to help city leaders decide what's needed. Sorting that out is a challenge. And incorporating that into the plan making is a challenge, but I would say that democratic process builds stronger plans. It's easier for the community to buy in, and if it involves sacrifices or resources to pay for those systems, you're going to have more citizens and residents going to be more willing to pay for those systems if they see they're effective and if they see that they meet their needs.
Tom Sanchez, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.